Angela Sloan is an investment advisor and representative of Sloan Financial Group, LLC. Investment and advisory services are offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC. MAS is a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. MAS and Sloan Financial are not affiliated companies.
Hi, this is Angela Sloan from Sloan Financial, and I'm the retirement architect. If you're in retirement or nearing retirement, thinking about retirement, or even dreaming about retirement, this program is for you. With offices in Charlotte and Clover, we're a convenient resource to help you design a plan to make the most of your retirement years. I hope you'll stay with me for the next 30 minutes as I talk about some of the challenges of today's retirement and the things we can do to help you ensure that your retirement is a happy retirement.
It's time for the Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group. This is the show for you. If you're a retiree or approaching retirement and you want to make sure your financial plan has a solid foundation, get ready to learn how to design your own retirement blueprint. Here's Angela.
Okay, today's show is about retirement realities. There are things that people want to be true about retirement. You really want these things to be true, but in reality, they're not true. And there are things that you believe that are true, but we know that those aren't true either. Then there are the things that are actual reality when it comes to retirement. And there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is that we're living longer than we've ever lived. The bad news is that we're living longer than we have ever lived. You know, back in the 30s, the average life expectancy was age 60 for a man and age 64 for a woman. So now you understand why the government thought that age 65 for Social Security was a good idea. The problem with Social Security is that we fooled them. We're living longer. So today, if you're healthy at age 65, a male healthy at age 65 has a 50% chance of living beyond age 85 and a 25% chance that he will live beyond age 92. And a female who is healthy at age 65 has a 50% chance of living beyond age 88 and a 25% chance of living beyond age 94. If you have a married couple and both are healthy at age 65, there's a 50% chance that at least one of them will live to age 92 and a 25% chance that at least one of them will live beyond age 97. And I can tell you with a client base of 4,000 clients, we're seeing this amongst our clients that we started with 20 and 30 years ago, and we're seeing this with new clients that are walking in the door. We're seeing, you know, people in their 70s, late 70s, still taking care of parents. So don't think it can't happen to you, because it will. We're seeing this every day. So what does all this mean? This means that your money's going to have to last a lot longer than you thought it was going to have to last. So remember that. Your money needs to last at least as long as you do. I think one of the scariest things that people tell me day in and day out, the scariest thing is running out of money, having more life than I have money. And that's one thing you've got to make sure of, is that your money does not run out before you do. So some of the other retirement realities that we're seeing day in and day out is that, number two, retirement is a very active stage of life. You know, you don't see people playing shuffleboard and sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair anymore. That's just not the dream retirement. Instead, people are traveling. I call it the go-go stage. When you first retire, you're just going and going and going. I've got one couple that have grandchildren in Colorado. They have grandchildren in Florida, and they live in Charlotte. And they're worried about, you know, they want to make sure they can buy their plane tickets to fly back and forth to see these grandchildren. So you have, if your grandchildren are local, you're helping to raise those grandchildren. You might be going back to school. You might be doing volunteer work for a favorite cause. So I'm seeing more and more of my retired people being very active much later in life, which means it can be more expensive. So it's important to have a realistic income plan in retirement. You know, everybody tells you how to save the money, but who tells you how to spend it? You have to have a plan in order to spend it. So number one, you've got people are living longer. Number two, you want an active retirement. And number three, fewer people are just quitting work cold turkey anymore. Many people are finding ways to combine work and leisure. Some are shifting from full-time to part-time. Others are shifting to a role that's less demanding in the same company. Others find an encore career and move to a new company or industry altogether. I have some retirees that are retiring from the aircraft industry that's actually doing consulting work on the side. So there's plenty of ways to stay connected, and you don't feel like your work life has to be an all-or-nothing proposition. You know, I have some people that will retire from a company and they'll go back to work for that same company as a consultant or as a part-time employee. So, you know, I'm not seeing people just quit cold turkey anymore. So, number one, we have people are living longer. Number two, you're more active in retirement. And number three, you're not quitting work cold turkey the way you used to. And then number four is the current investing environment. It's more challenging than it used to be. It's more challenging than ever. The stock market's more volatile than it's ever been. I know I was licensed back in the 80s, and the 80s and the 90s was a great time to be a stockbroker, and now it's just not as much fun as it used to be. Interest rates are lower than they've ever been. In fact, in certain parts of the world, the interest rates are even negative, and there's been some fears that that could happen here. You know, Switzerland and Sweden, Denmark, Japan are all in negative interest rate environments, and it's a reality that it very well could happen here. So if you're retired or you're close to retirement, this isn't the best time in history to be investing without a plan or a good advisor. So it's very important that you have a plan in place of how you're going to spend your money. It's just as important as the plan you had and how to save that money. So the four realities are things that you're going to have to face, and it's things that you're going to have to deal with in retirement. There's a fifth one that's not going to change. And that's the fact that you have to eat and pay your bills. It doesn't matter what the politicians are doing, what the terrorists are doing, what the interest rates are, what the stock market's doing. The fact is, you're going to have to eat and pay your bills. And you're going to have to make sure that the money is there to do that no matter what, for as long as you or your spouse, either one, is living. We talked about retirement realities today, the fact that people are living longer, and the fact that retirement is still a very active stage of life. And the fact that fewer people are just quitting work cold turkey. You know, some of you are just transitioning from full-time to part-time. And the fact that the current investing environment for retirees is as challenging as it's ever been. It's just not fun anymore the way it used to be. In retirement, you don't want things complicated and complex. You want things simple. You simply want to know that that lifetime inflation-adjusted paycheck is going to be there as long as you are. So if you have questions, email those to us at info@sloanfinancial.net, or you can call us at 803-222-2892, 803-222-2892. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll answer some of the questions that have been emailed to us during the past week. And remember, if you have a question about planning for your future, call us at 803-222-2892. 2892 or email me at info@sloanfinancial.net. Again, that's 803-222-2892. We'll be right back.
Attention, business owners, you're probably paying too much personal income tax. Tax Law Solutions has helped business owners permanently reduce personal income taxes by 20 to 40%. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net. Someone might try to sell you a home by slapping a new coat of paint on the exterior and drawing your attention to a nice living room inside. But what they might be hiding is that ugly and dangerous crack in the foundation on the side of the house. Unfortunately, you see tactics like this in the financial world. Advisors try to sell you the shiny object and ignore the cracks that might be hiding in the foundation of your financial plan. So turn to the retirement architect, Angela Sloan, to help you build a solid foundation for your financial plan. You'll feel better about what's ahead in retirement once that plan is in place. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. That's from the book of Matthew, of course. We've all learned the importance of having a strong foundation. Without one, everything else crumbles. Keep listening to The Retirement Architect to learn how to build a strong retirement plan. Here's your host, Angela Sloan.
This is Angela Sloan, The Retirement Architect, and today we're talking about how to build a plan that will help you get the most out of your retirement. We have some questions from our listeners that I would like to address. Pat in Gastonia says, I'm 66 and I plan to work until I'm 70. So I was planning to wait until 70 to start my Social Security. But now I'm thinking about starting it this year so that I can pay off my house by the time I'm 70. Is that smart? Well, Pat, it could be. There's a lot of factors that I need to know. Like, is your full retirement age 66? You know, what year were you born? I don't know that you may be taking a reduction in benefit if you start at 66 and you're starting Social Security early. The other question is, what is your interest rate? And if you're on the backside of that mortgage, odds are you're not paying too much interest anymore. You're probably paying majority principal. So there's a lot of questions that I have, and I really can't answer this. The other question is, how's your health? You know, if you're in really good health, might not be a good idea. So other question is, are you married? So there's a lot of questions I have. You know, Social Security is a complicated issue, and it's not something that you just go about nonchalantly in the dark. You need to have somebody with expert knowledge that knows how to guide you through that process. There's so many what ifs. You know, are you married? Are you not married? Are you widowed? Are you divorced? Do you have ex-husband? You know, what's your full retirement age? So there's a lot of unknowns in this question for me to be able to give you a blanket answer. Then we have Bob in York, South Carolina. He has a variable annuity that's performed very badly. He says he'd like to get rid of it. The only problem is that he would have to pay a surrender charge to get out. When does it make sense to pay that penalty to get out of something that you don't like? Well, Bob, the problem with those products is the fees. Usually there's a lot of fees that you don't even know you're paying. And you have to know how to dig into that prospectus and find the fees. So if it has performed badly because of the market, it has to overcome those fees plus the market losses. And I've seen those fees as high as 4% within those contracts. So a lot of times you're going to pay that fee whether you keep it or whether you get rid of it. So I would need to know what the product is, and I would need to read the prospectus in order to advise you of what to do with that annuity. Again, there's no canned answer for that because those products vary so widely. I need time to sit down and read the prospectus on the product. So Bob, if you're listening, give us a call. It's 803-222-2892, and I'll be glad to walk you through that process. Alex in Charlotte says, my dad will be retiring soon, and I know he has big plans to travel, but I'm not sure he has the nest egg to really do much traveling. I'm not worried about my inheritance, just worried about him running out of money before he dies. How can I help him? Well, Alex, the best thing you can do for your dad is help him get help, because you want him to be able to do his dreams. He worked his rear end off all his life. You know, you want him to be able to do the things that he always wanted to do. And if it's travel, then that needs to be a part of his plan. Whether or not he has the nest egg, well, guess what? You know more than I do at this point. So I don't know how much of a nest egg he has. I don't know what his living expenses are. And I'm going to tell you, the best thing your dad can do for his children is to make sure he can take care of himself. And I've told my children, being in the situation I'm in with my mom, who lives with me and has lived with me for a very long time, I will not do this to my children. I will be able to take care of myself so that my children are not faced with that burden. So, Alex, the best thing you can do for yourself and the best thing you can do for your dad is help your dad to get help. So bring him in to see me. Give me a call. It's 803-222-2892. Again, if any of you have any questions, you can email those to us at info@sloanfinancial.net. Or you can call us at 803-222-2892.
You don't have to have built a house to know the importance of a blueprint. From floor to ceiling, drywall to plumbing, you have to follow up on every detail. And you look for an architect to work with who has a solid track record of success and someone who cares about your ideas and safety. Because you're building more than a house, you're building a future. And your retirement plan should be treated the same way. You need a financial architect to consider all the details and keep your safety and dreams in mind when designing a plan for you. Call Angela Sloan and her team at Sloan Financial Group to get your own financial blueprint. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892. Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
In the construction world, architects use all sorts of gadgets when designing a building. They look for just the right tool to complete the job. Your retirement architect host, Angela Sloan, has lots of tools at her disposal, too. Keep listening to find out how she designs the perfect plan.
Okay, so we've talked about some retirement realities. We've talked about some important things that you need to be aware of. We've talked about some real-life situations from some listeners who have sent us emails and called in. So the next thing I want to talk about is the overrated and the underrated parts of the financial world and what you need to be aware of. So let's talk about the overrated things first. So tax advantages. You know, everybody hears, oh, it's tax advantaged. And of course, saving money on taxes is important. Taxes, it can be one of the biggest holes in your pocket. So taking advantage of opportunities to defer taxes, avoid taxes, create deductions, that's a good thing. But anytime that tax advantages are being pitched as the primary advantage of an investment, it's probably just a sales pitch. You see, taxes is never the reason to make a decision. It's secondary. So you wouldn't buy municipal bonds just because the interest rate is tax-free, and you wouldn't buy a fixed annuity just because it's tax-deferred, and you wouldn't get a mortgage just for the tax deduction. And believe me, I get that argument quite a bit. And you stop and do the math. You spend $5,000 in mortgage interest, you get to write that off your taxes. Theoretically, yes, you have a tax deduction. But if you're in a 15% tax bracket, you just spent $5,000 in mortgage interest to save $750 on your taxes. Who wins? I think it would be the bank. And I tell you what, if anybody out there wants to trade me $5,000 for $750, I'll make that trade with you every single day. So in all of those cases, the tax advantage is a side benefit. It's not the reason for the investment. The other overrated part of the financial world is a rate of return. See, nobody can deny the power of compound interest. Even Einstein called it the eighth wonder of the world. But placing too much emphasis on that rate of return can be dangerous. And at some point in your life, it's going to be more important to reduce the volatility and avoid the losses. So just be sure you don't get too focused on the wrong metrics. So I want to ask you another question, too, while we're on that rate of return. Have you ever thought about the least amount of return you could afford to get and still live comfortably? So everybody's just out there trying to get the max you can get. But have you ever thought about that trigger point of the least amount that you could withstand and still maintain your standard of living? You see, you need to know what that number is, because that needs to be a trigger point. If you hit that number, you know you need to scramble and do something different. And most people are never taught to figure out what that number is. Then you have commission-based investment accounts. So a lot of people think it's great when their advisor only makes money when they buy or sell something. But it could be that this creates conflict of interest with recommendations that they might be making, and it often can end up costing you more than the fee-based account world. So you have to be careful of who you're dealing with, and you have to make sure that whoever you're dealing with is looking out for your best interest. And it's not to say that all commission-based things are bad, because there are some things you just don't have a choice. It's just the way they pay. But you also need to make sure that you have an advisor that you can trust. So if you have any questions on any of those topics, give me a call. It's 803-222-2892. Now, let's talk about some of the underrated parts of the financial world. Liquidity. You do need liquidity during retirement. You know, your 401ks, your IRAs, annuities, cash value life insurance, they all have their place in your plan, but they all come with some liquidity challenges. Either by the nature of the investment or the tax consequences of withdrawing the money, it's liquidity issues. So no matter what your investment account looks like, it's always important to have enough money that's easily accessible at a moment's notice without creating taxes and penalties. So you need to ask yourself for an emergency fund. What's the worst thing that could happen to you? Is it that your well runs dry? Your roof needs to be replaced? The car blows up? You need that amount of money on hand in some kind of liquid instrument that you could take care of those catastrophic events if and when they happen. And the issue with liquidity, it's a trade-off. You see, we all want safety, we all want return, and we all want liquidity. The problem is that you can never have all three. You're going to have to trade one to get the other. So if you want money liquid, you're going to have to give up return, and you're going to have to give up possibly, well, no, not really the safety, because you could go to a bank instrument and have the safety, but you are going to have to give up return to have that liquidity. So you don't want it all liquid, because you can't afford to give up the total return, but you do need enough money on hand to take care of a catastrophic event should it happen. And then there's this underrated thing called predictability. Predictability is something that's very hard in today's world. You know, investments that behave in a predictable manner are not very exciting. And in retirement, when it comes to your money, boring is good, but you need that predictable, inflation-adjusted, sustainable lifetime income. You have to know that paycheck is coming in every month, no matter what's happening in the world. Doesn't matter if the terrorists are behaving themselves. It doesn't matter what the politicians are doing. It doesn't matter what the stock market is doing. Remember, you're still going to have to eat and pay those bills. That part is not going to change. And with what's going on in the environment right now, when you look around the world and you see the situation with the terrorists, and you see the fact that we are right now on the very edge of a cliff when it comes to another recession, you see all of the volatility in the stock market. And folks, I remember the 80s and 90s. It was a great time to be a broker, but the 80s and 90s are gone. And I just don't see another time period like the 80s and 90s with the environment that we're in. So you have to have a plan on how to spend your money. And I think that we don't talk about the predictability enough. It's one of those underrated things in the financial world. So you need that predictable paycheck. What do you love about working? That predictable paycheck. What do you love about Social Security? That predictable paycheck. And you need to make sure that you have that predictable, that sustainable, inflation-adjusted lifetime income coming in. And then the third one is simplicity. Some financial professionals are actually taught to make things as complex as possible. And I was even myself sitting at a convention, at a conference, and I happened to be sitting with two other brokers, and they thought, me being a female, that I was somebody's wife or secretary, and they were talking, and I was about to chew my fork into. Because one of them said to the other, and I quote, "If you can keep them confused, you can keep them under control." And I was throwing a fit because I've spent my life trying to unconfuse people. And it's jerks like that that want you confused so that they can keep you under control. And I'm telling you, a truly gifted advisor can take a complex matter and they can simplify it for you. And that's why when I sit down with a client, I want to sit with you anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. Not all at one time, but you need to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, how long you're going to do it, and how much it's going to cost you. If you can't answer those four questions, you simply don't do it. So I want to thank you so much for being with me today. Again, if you have questions, give us a call, 803-222-2892, or you can email us at info@sloanfinancial.net.
Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. So why is it so easy to get bogged down with the financial terms and advisors who try to offer you a sales pitch? At Sloan Financial Group, Angela Sloan and her team take pride in looking after your best interests. They strive to educate you about the financial world and want to build a solid foundation for your financial plan. Schedule a complimentary review of your situation. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892. Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net. Someone might try to sell you a home by slapping a new coat of paint on the exterior and drawing your attention to a nice living room inside. But what they might be hiding is that ugly and dangerous crack in the foundation on the side of the house. Unfortunately, you see tactics like this in the financial world. Advisors try to sell you the shiny object and ignore the cracks that might be hiding in the foundation of your financial plan. So turn to the retirement architect, Angela Sloan, to help you build a solid foundation for your financial plan. You'll feel better about what's ahead in retirement once that plan is in place. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
She might not be the architect of the Matrix, but she can be the architect of your retirement plan. Let's get back to the show. Here's Angela Sloan.
Okay, so thank you folks so much for being with me. But before I go, I just want to take a quick recap here. We talked about retirement realities today, the fact that people are living longer, and the fact that retirement is still a very active stage of life. And the fact that fewer people are just quitting work cold turkey. You know, some of you are just transitioning from full-time to part-time. And the fact that the current investing environment for retirees is challenging as it's ever been. It's just not fun anymore the way it used to be. And then we kind of shifted into the overrated parts of the financial world, such as the tax advantages and the rate of return and commission-based investment accounts, and then the underrated parts, such as liquidity. You need money liquid to take care of those emergencies and those catastrophic events that can take place, and you need that predictable income. You need that sustainable, predictable, lifetime income, and it must be inflation-adjusted. And then, of course, simplicity. In retirement, you don't want things complicated and complex. You want things simple. You simply want to know that that lifetime inflation-adjusted paycheck is going to be there as long as you are. So folks, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm here weekly. So if you have questions, you can call them in or you can email them to us. We'll be glad to cover those. And I do thank you for joining us today, and I encourage you to listen to us each and every week.
You don't have to have built a house to know the importance of a blueprint. From floor to ceiling, drywall to plumbing, you have to follow up on every detail. And you look for an architect to work with who has a solid track record of success and someone who cares about your ideas and safety. Because you're building more than a house, you're building a future, and your retirement plan should be treated the same way. You need a financial architect to consider all the details and keep your safety and dreams in mind when designing a plan for you. Call Angela Sloan and her team at Sloan Financial Group to get your own financial blueprint. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
You've been listening to Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. If you want a better plan for your retirement, call me at Sloan Financial. With an office in Charlotte and one in Clover, we're convenient to most anyone listening today. Or if you have a question or two, I'm happy to spend a few minutes with you on the phone. Just call me at 803-222-2892. Again, that's 803-222-2892, and let us help you build a plan for a happy retirement.